item number one from the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, requesting approval of Milwaukee County's 2012 through 2016 Land and Water Resource Management Plan.
Thank you. We have two individuals who have filled out cards and asked to be heard on this item. The first, Jeannie Stitch. Could you come forward, please? Okay, you would prefer not to speak? Thank you very much. And the same is indicated by Kay Evenson. Ms. Evenson?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are, sir. Thank you, Supervisor.
Sure.
May I speak?
Have a seat.
I want to, you know, first thank for the notice. We received a notice in the mail. My concern for our family is that that any action that's being taken through this plan, that it does not affect our future value of our land, our assets, our investment in it, and it's very important. I appreciate the plan, but I'm concerned overall for our family investment in it, and I just want, you know, everyone to take notice of that and make record of it.
Sure. I think we have potential responses here for you this morning. Does that conclude your comment?
That does, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Supervisor. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The Wisconsin state statutes require that all counties have a land and water resource management plan. The statutes also require that the plan be updated every 5 years. In 2001, the county board approved our first plan and then approved a revision to it 5 years later in 2006. This current revision has been prepared to meet that 5-year update requirement. The statutes also require that the draft plan be presented at a public meeting, which is being satisfied today by placing it on the committee agenda. The purpose of the Land and Water Resource Management Plan is it's intended to address the county's unique natural resources, to identify particular problems associated with our resource base, and establish a plan to help protect and restore those resources. The plan is structured in a way that provides some broad categories of goals, such as protecting and maintaining land and water resources, but also includes some specific actions to accomplish those goals. And in short, it provides a how-to manual for the county's land conservation needs. Prior to today, public involvement has been facilitated through various means. First, an advisory committee was formed to help develop the document. The committee included representatives from Milwaukee County Department of Transportation and Public Works and Parks, from Milwaukee County Board and Ms. Esch, from representatives from the City of Franklin and Oak Creek, the MMSD, the DNR, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Southeastern Wisconsin Watershed Trust, and Sewer PAC. Secondly, as the drafts and the committee meeting minutes were generated, these were made available to the public by posting them on a web page created specifically for this project. And finally, a Class 2 notice was published last month, and we also issued letters to a list of farm owners that were provided to us through the Farm Service Agency. It's important to note there's no fiscal obligation to the county by approving this plan. However, having a state-approved plan is needed to remain eligible for many of the state resource management grants. So, regarding the overall schedule for this, once the plan is approved by the county, the plan then has to be approved by the State of Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Board. So we're here today to receive comments, questions, and request approval by the county board and the committee for this document.
Before proceeding to questions by committee members, I would ask, in terms of the public hearing, if there is anyone else present who wishes to be heard on this subject. Is there anyone else present who wishes to be heard on this subject? Hearing not, I'll declare the public meeting the aspect of this clause, and proceed to questions from committee members. Supervisor Rice?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The resolution calls for the board to approve the 2012-2016 Land and Water Resource Management Plan. Mr. Chairman, has a copy of that plan been received by the committee or other members of the board?
I was informed a short time ago, Supervisor, that due to a snafu, the plan itself was not distributed. I believe it was online and available to the public, but unfortunately members of the committee did not receive it as should have been the case.
I understand, Mr. Chairman. In light of that, I would move layover of the matter for an opportunity for the committee to have an opportunity to review the plan and to refer questions to staff prior to acting on approval.
We have a motion to layover. Supervisor Lipscomb?
I have the same comment. I don't know what other people's process is, because I have a committee yesterday that I don't get to this committee until the night before. I didn't find it until I had left, but it was not part of the package.
Mr. Keith, will this create any timeline complication with the state of Wisconsin or the DNR?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think we'd still be fine if there was a layover until the next meeting, via April, I believe. I don't think that would present a problem.
So no need for a special meeting prior to the board date?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
Would the link be sufficient for everybody? It's a very large item. Okay, that's fine. I can do that right now.
Sure.
The motion is to lay over. Is there further discussion? Mm-hmm. Hearing none, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. That item is laid over.
Thank you.